Hey everybody, Eric Vanek here of South Harmon and the America's Game Podcast. You can follow me on X at Eric Vanek NFL. You can also follow us on the South Harmon Fantasy Football stream on podcast formats, any of your Apple, Spotify, whatever you follow your podcast. And then right here on this YouTube channel as well, make sure you guys click, like, and subscribe to the video down below if you are enjoying the waiver wire content that we are providing you every single week. Today, I'm going to go over my week 11 takeaways. What were the injuries? Which there was a ton of injuries, so that's going to take up a lot of time here. Who do we need to be looking to pick up in our redraft leagues? And as always, our deep dynasty leagues. Also, just a small reminder, recording this before Monday Night Football, before the Cowboys and Raiders kick off this evening. So let's go with the bye weeks for this coming week, week 12. Denver, Miami, Washington, and the Los Angeles Chargers are all on bye this week, so expect to be without those guys. And let's get into the injury front. Quarterback injuries. So, like I said, there is a ton of injuries this week, guys. It was a bloodbath out there this weekend. So, let's get into them. Bryce Young, he left briefly with an ankle injury aggravation to probably that same ankle injury he had a couple weeks ago. He did finish the game, had one of his best games of his career, to be honest with you. But we need to just monitor his status, make sure he's good to go for this coming week. Next up, season-ending injury, unfortunately. Michael Penix Jr., knee injury that will most likely end his season. So according to NFL Network's Ian Rappaport, Penix aggravated a bone bruise and a knee sprain he suffered earlier in the season, but also added there has been damage to the ACL, which could mean a full reconstruction. So I don't know if this is Penix's knee that he's had two previous ACL tears on before. I'm not sure. That's going to come out here in the next, probably today or tomorrow. But if there is, obviously there is damage to the ACL, if they're saying that, that's not good. So he's probably going to, he's definitely missing the season. And if he has another surgery here, and if it's that same knee, definitely very, very concerning for Michael Penix Jr. So do with that what you can now, but you know that might be a guy just selling out before the news comes out, to be honest with you. Dylan Gabriel, concussion protocol, may miss this week. Shedeur Sanders stepped in, as we all saw, and it was pitiful. So we'll see what happens here with Dylan Gabriel this week, if he's able to play or not, or will Shedeur get his first start on the road in Vegas? So we'll see on that. C.J. Stroud, just want to mention that he still remains in concussion protocol. He's missed the last two games and sounded like he's still in the protocol and still maybe dealing with some symptoms. So C.J. Stroud could be another guy that misses again this week. Reminder, they do play Thursday night. They play against Buffalo on Thursday night. So not a lot of time to heal here for C.J. Stroud if he's still experiencing symptoms. Aaron Rodgers, wrist injury. It sounds like it's like a hairline fracture in his non-throwing wrist. He left, did not return, could miss a week or two, could play this week, I've read too. So it's going to be kind of up to Aaron Rodgers here what happens. But, you know, you might need to make backup plans or at least pick up his backup. Justin Herbert, he left with an injury and did not return. They are on bye, so hopefully Herbert will be okay, but they just were precautionary because they were getting their asses kicked and pulled them out. Running backs, so a big one here too. Josh Jacobs, he suffered a knee injury. Not a major injury, he avoided that, but he could still miss a week or two. So it kind of sounds like maybe a sprained ligament or something of that sort. So yeah, expect Josh Jacobs to definitely miss this week, it sounds like, and maybe 2 weeks. Jaylen Warren, he had an ankle injury. He left the game and did not return. Said he could have came back, but didn't. You know, he did not monitor his status this week. He could be somebody that could miss a week or two as well. Bashaw Tutin, he suffered another ankle injury as well at the start of the fourth quarter and did not return. So we're going to need to monitor Bashaw Tutin's status. Kamani Vidal, he suffered an injury in the second quarter. It was very limited the rest of the way. They're on bye this week, so we don't have to worry about that. Hopefully, hoping and praying, we get Omarion Hampton back after their bye, but that's not a guarantee, so we'll have to see what happens there. Amari DiMercato, ankle injury in the second quarter and did not return, so we'll have to monitor DiMercato's status for the Cardinals as well. Wide receivers, couple injuries here. So Drake London, sounds like he sprained his PCL. He could miss 4 to 5 weeks, kind of like Ricky Pearsall did. Doesn't sound great. He could be a little bit sooner than that. We'll see how it is, but usually these are pretty painful injuries, and we'll see what happens here with Drake London. But yeah, I'm expecting at least 4 weeks, in my opinion, from what I've seen, you know, previously with other receivers. Xavier Leggett, he did miss OT with a hip injury. We just need to monitor his stats. He had one of his better games of his career against the Falcons this week, so just need to monitor his status. Calvin Ridley, he suffered a leg fracture. He is done for the season, and wasn't a very good season at all. Calvin Ridley was pretty dog shit. Chimere Dike, he suffered a concussion. He had to monitor his status. He's probably going to miss a week here. Usually, you know, guys deal with a concussion. Tyler Higbee, he suffered an ankle injury, did not return. You know, that's actually kind of good news. That splits up that four-way fuckfest with the Rams. So we'll see what happens there with Higbee. And then Sam Laporta, we didn't talk about it last week because it kind of just popped up out of nowhere, but he had a back injury and went to IR. So we're going to be without Sam Laporta here for 4 weeks. All right, redraft quarterbacks this week I got for you. I got two. Kirk Cousins, he should be in there for the rest of the year. They are going up against New Orleans this week. I do caution this one, though, because Kirk Cousins has looked fucking awful since the end of last year till now. Like, he hasn't looked good at all. So if I could find somebody better than Kirk Cousins, I would. He could have a monster game, but without Drake London too, like, it just not setting up great for Kirk Cousins, but I just wanted to at least mention him. Geno Smith is going up against the Browns this coming week. Could be a decent spot to use. To be honest with you, I was having a hard time finding any good streamer matchups for you this week. So Geno Smith at home against Cleveland, semi-decent, but if Myles Garrett wreaks havoc on them, like, it's probably not going to matter because that Raiders offensive line is trash. All right, dynasty quarterback. So if Tyrod Taylor is available, Justin Fields has been benched. Thank you, the Lord. So Tyrod Taylor will be in there for the foreseeable future for the New York Jets. Jameis Winston, I want to mention him. If Jackson Dart misses another week with his concussion, Jameis is definitely worth a pickup if he is still out there. Mason Rudolph, if A-Rod is forced to miss time with his wrist injury, Rudolph will be the guy and step in there. And Mason Rudolph, when he has had to start, he's been more than capable of going in there and putting up some numbers. So I don't mind Mason Rudolph if he has to go in there. And then last was Shedeur Sanders. If Dylan Gabriel misses, Shedeur Sanders should start for them. All right, redraft running backs. Got a couple here for you this week. Chris Rodriguez Jr., he played 30 snaps, which was 45% of the snaps. He ran 9 routes, was targeted one time, 1 catch for 6 yards, and he had 15 carries for 79 yards. And he's kind of taken over the backfield the last 2 weeks here for Washington and looks like he's the starter now. So if he happens to be available still in your leagues, Chris Rodriguez is a good pickup. Probably one of the bigger pickups of the week here is going to be Sean Tucker. 31 snaps, which was only 44%. He ran 9 routes, was targeted twice, caught both of them for 34 yards and 1 touchdown. And then he had 19 carries for 106 yards and 1 touchdown. And he just looks better than Rashad White has looked in a while. Sean Tucker, if you've listened to any of my stuff over the last half a year, I'm a big Sean Tucker guy. Have been all offseason. So I've gotten him in a lot of places. So if he's available for you, go ahead and grab him. Emmanuel Wilson, 39 snaps, 71%, 19 routes, 1 target. He had 1 catch for 9 yards, 11 carries for 40 yards, and a touchdown. Emmanuel Wilson, going to be another guy. It's probably going to be him and Tucker fighting to see who is going to be the big bid this week for you in your redraft leagues. With Jacobs slated to miss a week or two, Emmanuel Wilson is going to be the guy who steps in there for this Green Bay offense that runs the ball, you know, pretty heavily. So I would expect Emmanuel Wilson to get used quite a bit, and he's been good in the times that he has been used. Kenny Gainwell, 41 snaps, which was 63%. He ran 26 routes, was targeted 8 times. He caught 7 of them for 81 yards, 2 touchdowns, 9 carries for 24 yards. So this is a he should just be owned regardless in any redraft league. Even if Jaylen Warren is healthy, like he is still, you know, pretty solidly in there, gets used even when Warren's in there. But without Warren, Gainwell has been great. So yeah, Gainwell, definitely a big pickup this week, especially if we get news this evening or tomorrow that Jaylen Warren is going to be out. Michael Carter, he had 33 snaps, which was 42%. He ran 28 routes, 7 targets, 5 catches for 22 yards, 2 carries for 6 yards. He kind of took over for Amari DiMercato and just took his spot once he left. So wanted to bring up Michael Carter, that he could be somebody you could look at picking up in your redraft leagues. Dynasty running back. So D'Ernest Johnson, if Ramondre Stevenson and Terrell Jennings continue to be out, D'Ernest Johnson is the backup right now for the Patriots. So I wanted to mention him. Chris Brooks, he is going to be the backup for Emmanuel Wilson for the Packers here as long as Josh Jacobs is out. So Chris Brooks could be worth a pickup. Jaleel McLaughlin, he was the primary second runner behind R.J. Harvey this week. He only played 8 snaps, same as Tyler Beatty. He had 2 routes, 1 target for 6 yards, I believe it was. No, it was one catch for minus 6 yards. And then he had 6 carries for 19 yards, and he rushed a touchdown in. Tyler Beatty didn't even get a rushing a carry at all. So Jaleel McLaughlin looks like he is going to be RJ Harvey's direct backup right now. Redraft wide receivers. So if these guys happen to be out there, they could be some good pickups for you this week. And the first one is Luther Burden, who has taken that slot role from Olamide Zaccheaus. 33 snaps, 44%, 22 routes, 5 targets, 3 catches for 27 yards for Burden. Jaden Higgins, he's kind of taken over that second wide receiver role finally. 43 snaps, which was 61%, 27 routes, was targeted 7 times, had 4 catches for 55 yards. So with Higgins, that's another good one. I've liked him a lot during the draft process, and he's finally getting out there. He's starting to pick up the NFL game. So I like that one. Could be a big pickup for you down the stretch. Next up is Michael Wilson. So obviously with Marvin Harrison Jr. missing, Michael Wilson was the main guy, and holy shit, did he have a game. 65 snaps, which is 82%. He ran 48 routes. He was targeted 18 times, 15 catches, 185 yards, and was probably on most everybody's benches, it seemed like. Yeah, if Marvin Harrison continues to miss, it seems like Michael Wilson's the guy to lock into here. And I think even with Brissett, he's still a solid like bench flex type play for you going forward. Dynasty wide receivers, I have a lot for you here this week. So there was a lot of movement at some of these receiver spots. First one up here is with the Drake London injury for the Falcons. So David Sills, he played the second most snaps here. 37 snaps, 56%, 21 routes, only 1 target, 1 catch for 11 yards. But then Kadarrell Hodge, he is the one who directly came in for Drake London and played Drake London's spot. So if you need a deeper league pickup this week, Kadarrell Hodge could be that guy. The Buffalo Bills, they brought in some new receivers this week, and with Keon Coleman, basically suspended for the week, they changed things up. Elijah Moore was inactive. Josh Palmer came back. But here's how they did it here. So Tyrell Shavers tied for the team lead in snaps at receiver. He had 30 snaps, 54%. He ran 14 routes, was targeted 5 times, caught 4 of them for 90 yards and 1 touchdown. So Tyrell Shavers could be somebody that, you know, they finally move in and trust here. Next up was Curtis Samuel, 28 snaps, which was 50%, 17 routes, 3 targets, 2 catches for 19 yards. And Gabe Davis is back on the team, 23 snaps, 41%, 15 routes, 4 targets, 3 catches for 40 yards. So definitely different, big different things here in Buffalo. The New York Giants, they brought back Isaiah Hodgins and brought him right up to the active roster, and he played 57 snaps, 79%, 25 routes, 6 targets, 5 catches for 57 yards. So not a bad way to come back to the team. And if they continue to have all these injuries, Isaiah Hodgins could be definitely worth a pickup here this week for you. Roman Wilson, he has taken over the number 2 receiving job here for the Steelers, surpassing Calvin Austin. So 37 snaps, 57%, 21 routes, 2 targets, only 1 catch for 17 yards. But just wanted to make sure you guys know about that significant change there that he has taken over for Calvin Austin. Mason Kinsey. So if obviously Calvin Ridley's out for the year, if Chimere Dike misses, Mason Kinsey stepped up as the slot receiver here for the Titans. So he played 33 snaps, 56%, 27 routes, 3 targets, 1 catch for 14 yards. And then 2 Cardinals receivers here if they continue to miss some guys here. But Greg Dortch, I think he's going to be a staple no matter what. 52 snaps, 66%. He ran 40 routes, 6 targets, 6 catches, 66 yards, and 1 touchdown here for Greg Dortch. And they were using him as a wildcat quarterback too on like the goal line and stuff. So they're using some creative ways to use Greg Dortch. In my deeper leagues, definitely worth a pickup. And then a rookie receiver, well, second year guy, Xavier Weaver for the Cardinals. He played 57 snaps, 72%, 43 routes, 3 targets, 2 catches for 15 yards. So this is a guy from Colorado, Deion's first year in Colorado, and he played really good there. I liked what I saw from him. He just has never gotten the chance here with the Cardinals to finally play. He's been with the team for 2 years now, finally got his chance, and I'm kind of hoping maybe this could be a really, really sneaky guy that sneaks up here and maybe, you know, starts winning some more time here for the Cardinals. Redraft tight ends. Only have one for you this week. Dawson Knox. So he played 43 snaps, 77%, 28 routes, 3 targets, 1 catch for 23 yards. If Dalton Kincaid continues to miss with his hamstring injury, you know, Dawson Knox is a great redraft player. And then a couple dynasty tight ends for you. Quinton Morris of the Jacksonville Jaguars, 50 snaps, 70%, 15 routes, 2 targets, 1 catch for 11 yards. He was the primary receiving tight end here. Brenton Strange did not play. He's really close to coming back. So this might be irrelevant by the time we see this. But if you are desperate for tight end, that could be somebody you could use. This one was interesting for the Packers. So they benched Luke Musgrave towards the end of the game here. And John Fitzpatrick is the one who took up the most snaps here. And this is probably, in our deeper leagues, somebody that's going to be worth picking up. He played 35 snaps, which was 64%, 13 routes, 1 target, 1 catch for 5 yards. So with Fitzpatrick, he was primarily a blocking tight end at Georgia, was with Atlanta for a few years, and then he did not make the final roster this year with Atlanta. The Packers picked him up, and here he is now. He has been their third tight end pretty much all year, and he is sneaking up into the starting role now. So pretty interesting. The other Packers tight end, Josh Wiley, who is a receiving tight end, played with the Titans there for a couple years, signed with the Packers practice squad, and has been doing pretty good. 20 snaps, 36%, 9 routes, 1 target, 1 catch, 2 yards, and the touchdown. You know, Josh Wiley is going to probably help here with Fitzpatrick, so I expect both of these guys to play if they continue to just sit Luke Musgrave. Cade Stover, he just came back from his injury. He played 14 snaps, 5 routes, and he stepped right in there as tight end too. Harrison Bryant went to IR. So yes, Cade Stover is back if he happens to be out there in your deep dynasty leagues. Last but not least, Brock Wright. He is going to be the new starting tight end here for the Detroit Lions for the foreseeable future. 49 snaps, which is 83%. He ran 26 routes, was targeted 4 times, only had 2 catches for 8 yards. But he's a very athletic tight end from Notre Dame. And he is going to be somebody, I'm not going to expect him to put up Laporta numbers, but in our best ball, deep best ball leagues, like he's definitely somebody that's going to probably sneak into a lineup once or twice while Laporta is out. So yeah, Brock Wright, if he's available, go ahead and pick him up. That is going to do it this week, guys, here on the Waiver Wire Show. A longer show this week, I know. A lot of stuff happening, a lot of stuff going on right now. But appreciate everybody tuning in, joining here on the Waiver Wire Show. Please like and subscribe to the video down below if you're watching this on YouTube. Podcast, make sure your five-star review, all that good stuff will really, really help us out. Don't forget certified SH.IT, Fanatics website. If you go there, that's our affiliate code. And just make any of your, you know, holiday orders that you're going to make anyways. And that just kind of helps us out to show that, hey, people are using our link and we'll be able to get you guys some codes here in the near future. We've been doing really good with our orders through them. I just ordered some stuff myself for the holidays. And yeah, it's going to help us out and we'll get you guys some codes here in the near future. And we've already done some giveaways. They already gave if you watch the Wednesday AMA, like I think they're going to be giving away some jerseys and stuff. So, you know, be on the lookout for that kind of stuff. And the Sunday recap show too, Adam's got that stuff hooked up right now. So make sure you guys check all that out. Check out at South Harmon FF is where everything is posted for us on X. You'll see all our different shows, all our different content that we're putting out. So appreciate everybody for checking this out. We'll be back next week for week 13, right before Thanksgiving. We'll see you.